You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, 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 hey. Good morning. It is a mucho buenos dias, right?
Muchos.
Good mornings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's about it for the week. Thanks for joining us. Time for us to skedaddle.
Thanks for tuning in.
You know what I miss? I miss the days of the radio disc jockey whenever, and it was usually he in this instance, whenever he would be signing off for the day. It was the end of his show. It was a popular thing to play the song Happy Trails. And that way it goes until we meet again.
Sure.
Something like an old cowboy kind of song.
That's what it reminds me of, like an old Western kind of ending of a movie.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I think that's where it came from. Really? Happy Trails being, you know, on a horse, or as the Cajun people pronounce it, a harse.
A harse. Mm-hmm. Wait, they say their O's as A's?
Sometimes. And every Cajun city, every city in South Louisiana has a different accent in some way or another. Mm. They're all unique. Mm. There's this guy that I follow from Eunice, Louisiana. I'm trying to get him to be on one of the podcasts or something. And he said, are you Cajun enough or country enough to have ever been picked up at school on a horse?
Horse.
I remember when I was in middle school, my buddy came and picked me up on his little horse.
I love that.
Yeah. And the thing is that nobody, I don't care whether you grew up in Louisiana or not, if you don't have a natural Cajun accent, you can't imitate it. You can't do it exactly the way they do. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't know what it is about it, but you just can't do it. Because people tell me, let me hear your Cajun accent. Well, I don't have one. But you can imitate people and say, well, I can't do that. There's something because about it
so different. Because it's so authentic, there's little things.
Well, and if every city in South Louisiana has a different accent, you know, they all just kind of like they go their separate ways. It's weird. It's weird. And that's what, you know, makes it one of the most unique places on old planet Earth. Bless you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lindsay just sneezed. You couldn't hear it because it was so dainty.
Yeah. I'm about to sneeze again. I got to suck it in. Sorry. No,
there you go. Bless you.
Bless you. I always sneeze twice. Always.
My wife is three times, and she will here's what a term we use in radio. She would peg the meters if she sneezed on the radio. That's when the sound is so loud that it makes the meter, the old school meters, just go over to the right. Sorry, that's what Jody would do.
Is she a like at the end, like yelling, or
she is like an old man in a nursing home sneezing.
I love that.
She does it three times. So now, after she does it the first time, I just say, bless you three times.
Get it over with.
Yeah.
Because it does start getting awkward. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Yeah. Our dearly departed friend Ace would sneeze like four or five times in a row, like a cluster of them.
Oh, yeah. Like back to back.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's sneeze talk for this morning.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So yesterday was National Make Your Bed Day.
Was it really?
Yeah. And I guess that my wife was taking heed to that this morning. You know, a couple of days a week, she gets up and she goes and does a little part-time job, mm-hmm. you know, so she can talk about something else that's keeping her busy, you know, yeah. pulling her in every direction. And so she gets up early, and so we're up at the same time now. And this morning she said, hey, if you could help me make the bed, that'd be nice. We go, yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? But, I got to go. I got to go off to the coal mines, girl. I don't be doing any woman's work.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Does she make the bed every? She makes the bed every day.
Yeah. You mean does she make it or do I make it? Surely you don't insinuate that sometimes the bed never gets made.
No. I meant you don't make it. She does it.
She always does. That's why today it was such a shock that she would have the gall
to ask you. Yeah.
Ask me to help. Just that, even if it's on one side, I don't. And then I did help, obviously. I was glad to. But then I knew there was going to be a point where she told me to get out of the way. I'll do it.
Really?
And it came with putting those 1,000 pillows on the bed that go on it. And
I got you.
Yeah. When she's gone, to be honest, when she's gone for a few days, I just straighten it. I don't put the whole fancy stuff on it or anything. I make it. It's considered made. Because I can't stand getting in an unmade bed. That's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love knowing that about you.
I do too.
I at least have to straighten it and pull it back. You know, if I'm not putting the fancy, comforter and all that on. So anyway, there's so many pillows that go in a certain place. So when she's gone and the day she's coming home, I'll make it with all the fancy stuff. But I have a picture on my phone as to where all the pictures go. I mean, where all the pillows go.
Yeah. That one goes there. That one's on the right. That one's on the mm-hmm. left.
Is yeah. it under, are there under 10 pillows?
Yeah. Mm.
Right at
maybe 10. About 10. Because we have a bunch that are for sleeping, not just decorating.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. And me so too. We got those. And then they're for the decoration pillows, it's like one, about eight. Well, no. So then it's more than 10. I'll go down in a few minutes and look and tell you. I'll tell you how many pillows are on.
I need a picture of these pillows.
Yeah, I'll get you a picture, Riggin, so you can post it on the videos, on the live stream thing we do, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The YouTube deal. Go sure. subscribe to that, by the way, and like it and do everything else. Subscribe and like and make our lives a little bit easier. It's all it takes. Subscribe and like to everything at tjriggins.com. But yeah, I just I want to make sure that it's right.
Sure.
Because, you know, she's coming in with a white glove looking for stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why I've stayed with her this long, to be honest with you. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. How could you?
I'm kidding. My life would be a shambles. I don't even know if my life would even be witnessed if it weren't for her. I'd probably be just sitting on a beach somewhere being a scavenger, trying to jump on any old fishing tour I could get on and say, hey, you need a deck hand today? You know, that kind of stuff. I'd be tan though, Lynn.
Heck yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ just mentioned a little bit earlier, but do make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at tjriggins.com. If you don't listen to the show live, you can always grab it as a podcast on all those platforms. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel if you want to watch the show. And we're also all over social media at TJ Riggins Show. TJ, I got a question. What is a party line?
A party line is when you share a phone line with your neighbor. So, if there are times when I was a kid, there were people who lived out in the country who had a party line and you could go pick up their phone to make a call. And then you could hear their neighbor talking to whomever they were talking to on the phone. It's almost like when you pick up used to be able to pick up the extension in the house and hear what the conversation was on your phone. If somebody else in the house was talking, well, this is a neighbor doing, you had to share a phone line. So if you wanted to use the phone, you had to make sure that the other person wasn't on it.
How did they stop people from, like, what if you didn't want your neighbor listening in on your phone call? Like, did it alert the person that was already on the phone that somebody else is listening?
No, you could hear, if you're paying attention, you could hear it because the sound was different. But when I used to, when I was a little kid, when I would try to listen in on my brother's phone calls and stuff when he was talking to girls, I would take the old-fashioned receiver I'd unplug the phone, take off the receiver, unscrew the mouthpiece, and take that little microphone out of it, and then plug the phone back in. And it was dead on my end of it because there was no microphone, and I could listen and see what he was saying.
That is so fun. How are you that smart at such a young age? I would have never thought of that.
That's devious. At a very young age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love that.
And then what you, okay. So how many houses could be on a party line?
I think it was two. I think it was usually just two. You shared with your one neighbor.
And is it financial reasons? Is that why people did it? Or
it's the same reason that people who are way out in the country now don't have as good of like fiber internet as people in the city do. It was the same kind of thing. There weren't as many phone, like telephone poles and lines and stuff like that out in the country. So you had to share them.
We had to share a telephone pole.
That's so funny. Oh, I'd be getting all the scoop, all the gossip.
And sometimes they would pick it up and get mad, and they would go, Miss Mabel, I have got to call and check on my mama. You've been on the phone for a long time now. Can you call this person back? And, you know, that's the way if they needed to use the phone, they would ask, hey, can I interrupt your call for long enough just to call and then you can get right back on the phone?
That's so funny.
And Lindsay just pointed it out, but she's exactly right. Like, of course, people in small towns gossip. We're sharing a phone line. Like, it's just the natural way things go. If I get to listen to somebody else's phone calls, of course, I'm going to be gossiping about it.
Yeah.
That's just nuts. Okay. I had written party line down because you had mentioned it a couple weeks ago, and I've been meaning to ask you, like, what that meant, because I know I've heard you refer to it before. Did you have a phone in your room, TJ?
Oh, yeah.
When you were a kid?
Always, yeah. A phone and a TV.
Yeah.
Were you using it to call girls and stuff?
Sure.
Yeah.
At a very young age. Yeah.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
Lindsay, did you have a phone in your room?
I did. And my own phone line.
Yeah, I had.
So you were using. Yeah. You had your own phone. Oh, man. You guys were really set up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my parents were so mad all the time. They'd pick up the phone. I'd be on the phone. So they're like, we're getting you your own line. I mean.
That's cool. Okay. I was just interested.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I forgot to tell y'all this, but at my other job at the radio station in the big dangerous city of Charlotte, for some reason, I don't know if it's a coincidence or what, but since I have been on there with my style of political broadcasting, they have decided that it would be good to upgrade all of the security measures in the building.
What?
Yeah. But it doesn't have anything to do with me. The building's older and they're always having to do. So, the door going into the studio, this building is probably 100 years old. I mean, the door going into the studio is so heavy because radio studio doors have to be thick and soundproof. So it's heavy. So when I'm usually going in there at night, I've got just like 3 minutes for the guy before me to get his stuff and get out and for me to get set up. So I stand outside that studio door until they hit that last, thing going into the top of the hour news, and then microphones go off and boom, I hit the studio. hands full, boom, push that door. Well, they've started, they put the key code, like a security thing on the door. So you have to scan your card to get into the studio now.
Oh, good.
And I have come close to knocking myself completely out on that door because I'm expecting it to swing whenever I put all my weight up against it. Well, it's not giving. And it's jerking, dropping my stuff everywhere. Oh. You know, the other night I thought because I have to go in with the camera and it's already, I got it on the tripod already and everything. And that falls, hits the ground. I'm like, oh my God, I just broke everything. And yeah, it just, I look like I'm in some sort of a slapstick comedy. Or it looked like I could win $100,000 on America's Funniest Home Video.
Yeah. I'd love to see camera footage of that. Do they have like hidden cameras somewhere?
Yeah. Well, they're not hidden. It looks like a casino in there. You know, you got cameras everywhere.
You know, they could have put
the TV station is in there. That's why. Because the TV's
And they could have put security measures more tighter since there was a homeless guy in the basement.
The homeless guy is me.
I know. That's what
I was saying. I live in the basement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's you. Mm-hmm. Oh,
man.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much fun. I'm glad they do that, though.
Yeah, me too. I just got to get used to it. And if I show up with a black eye or my nose has bandages on or something, it's not because Jody's whooping me at night.
Well,
it's because the studio door is whooping me.
Okay, good. Glad we cleared that up.
And the guy that is on right before I am, he does all local news. I mean, he's on top of it. I mean, anything that goes on locally in Charlotte or in the whole state of North Carolina, he's on it. And he's always got officials in there that he's interviewing, having guests on his show. And I'm like, I don't want to go in there until they come out. I don't like politicians that much. And every time I go in, he introduces me to them. They know who I am. If they're Democrats, nice. They keep running. All right, hey, nice to meet you. And then they keep going. If they're not, like the other day, a guy goes, hey, you spoke to my Rotary Club one time. I said, yeah. Now get out. I didn't say that. But yeah, I don't like chit-chatting with people.
No. In suits. Well, you got work to do.
You shouldn't be in suits at that time of night.
No.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay, I just thought of something.
What?
You know, looking at, if you watch our videos of the show on the Spotify and YouTubes and all of that stuff, we have our names under our pictures on the screen. And Lindsay always puts Lynn on hers because that's her nickname, short for Lindsay. Do you ever order from your favorite Chinese place and tell them the order is for Lynn?
No, but I should.
Yeah, just see if they think when you come in, you know, that they may know you. Because Lynn is a very popular Chinese name, isn't it?
It is.
Sure.
And it's a popular last name too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The basketball player? Lynn Sanity. Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin. That's how I always call it. Jeremy Lin. That's my, I have a cousin's name's Jeremy Lee.
Oh, Jeremy Lee.
Jeremy Lee. Yeah. Lee's his middle name though. Jeremy Lee. Oh.
And he went by Jeremy Lee?
He went by Jeremy, but Jeremy Lee. When you were aggravated at him.
It's fun to say the middle name when it's like short and Southern, like Lee or Sue or.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Everything's fun the Southern way.
I think so.
So, Lindsay, you wouldn't have a problem if your husband got some minor cosmetic things done. Like, would you care if he got Botox and stuff like that? Or you wouldn't, I can't remember. Did you say you wouldn't want that?
I don't care. Do I think he needs it? Yeah. And I tell him all the time. Yeah. He has a very deep set wrinkle. Anyway, we could go into this, but I'm always like, do you want to just come with me and get a little, he's like, no, stop asking me.
Okay. So, but you wouldn't look at him and go, I don't think you're the same. You wouldn't got Botox.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't think it. No.
All right. Well, there's a new procedure that you might also like. I don't know how new it is, but it's becoming very trendy now. It's called Scrotox. You heard of that, Riggins?
I have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not opposed to Botox, then maybe you wouldn't be opposed to Scrotox.
I'm not sure. So the idea is to get the wrinkles out. Okay. Sure. But I guess I don't understand why or what it. Yeah.
Well, I think that it would be, you know, it's just a hang up cosmetically for some guys, I guess. Just like, you know, they do that procedure where, you know, they shorten people's second toes. You know, people don't like that their second toe is longer than their big toe and they go get it shortened.
But sure. That's a great example.
But no, not really, because people see your toes. People see your forehead, people see your toes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, though, that they're figuring if they were more aesthetically pleasing there, that more people would want to see that.
Good point.
I don't know. I would never consider this. I'm just saying, you know, it's a thing. And
have you heard of the show? Yeah. You're not judging. Uh-huh. Have you heard of the show The Valley?
Yeah.
No, I watched The Valley. You know,
no, I don't.
Oh, one of the guys got it on there and he said it didn't work.
Oh, what a ripoff.
Yeah.
Would you really want to go to court for that though?
Yay, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So there is a video that we have of a young lady. I would say she's an adult. She's at least old enough to vote, I would say. She's sitting at the bar in her kitchen, eating some soup. She's got one of those things that's a padded headband kind of thing that sticks straight up on your head that pulls your hair out of the way so you can put your makeup on. And she's talking to the camera and she's discussing her eating utensil. Listen.
Not sure if I'm the only 25-year-old who's underdeveloped, but I prefer and would threaten my mother's life if she was to get rid of my baby spoon that I love to use at the house. There's also other random objects and other random utensils that have to do with being a baby that I would freak out if she got rid of them. Like, they're in the drawer in the back and they must be there. And I do prefer like eating my soup with this kind of spoon. The metal ones are too hot when you're eating soup. And if my mom was to ever try to get rid of them, we would have an actual issue. Like, she's mentioned it once or twice. Absolutely not. I can't be the only one who does this. What does that say about me? I don't know.
Now, here's the thing for me.
Please.
My daughter is 25. And I would rather my daughter, as a grown 25-year-old woman, walk around in diapers sucking on a passy than to speak like a baby, like a little kid, like this girl does. You're an adult. Talk like an adult. From when I was a baby. It's that upspeak that I talk about so much. That so bad. It's like, come on. But it's pretty funny what she did. And I'm not going to be, oh, that's why they don't grow up. People need to grow up, you know.
Oh, say, really?
Yeah. She's got a little comedic tone to that. Oh. She's just like Riggins, you know, not wanting to get rid of his pan, his stuffed panda.
It's not quite the same thing, is it?
This is a problem for me. Yeah,
you panda bear, wouldn't you be mad? You'd have an issue if mom threw away pan?
Not really. Not really.
But a stuffed animal, one stuffed animal, okay, fine, that you have memories with, Cole. You're eating with baby spoons. She's talking about multiple things. It's not just like one little.
Yeah.
But the baby spoon is not a tiny spoon. The baby spoon is a big, like, it almost looks like the kind of spoon they give you in a Chinese restaurant when you're eating the egg drop soup, except it's plastic. It's big and it's plastic. So the metal doesn't burn her baby mouth.
You're right, though. It's the way she's saying it. If she just said, hey, don't get rid of the spoon, I like it. Like, yes, it's kind of a kid spoon, but whatever. She's making it seem way worse with her delivery. Yeah.
Because it's a spoon she had when she was a baby.
Vibrato.
Sound like one of the damn Bee Gees, man.
She did.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Don't forget, follow the TJ and Riggins Show on social media. Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube. Follow us everywhere. We've got new content being posted every single day.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, just in time for Halloween, I guess. Zaxby's has a new milkshake that has Nerds gummy clusters in it. What do you think about that?
I think my wife would, well, no, I was going to say, I think she would love it, but she doesn't like ice cream that much. So she'd dig the Nerd clusters out of it.
Well, and what makes the Nerd cluster so good is the chewiness, and the ice cream's going to harden it. And I'm not into that.
I'm not crazy about putting gummy bears or any kind of gummy candy in ice cream. Cause just like you said, it messes up the texture of the gummy candy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a strawberry milkshake base, spun up with the crunchy Nerds and then topped with the gummy clusters. So that's a lot of crunch, a lot of textures going on in there.
That doesn't seem good. And why are they doing that just as fall and winter are coming? Like Halloween.
I guess it's like a candy thing for Halloween, maybe, but there's a lot going on there. And I don't think about Zaxby's when I'm thinking about a good milkshake.
Yeah.
But maybe some people will enjoy that. We'll see.
I've never had a shake from Zaxby's. It may be good. I don't know. Not this one, but their regular stuff may be good.
Sure. TJ, are you still against women doing high fives to each other? Because today's National High Five Day.
Yeah. I have yet to see women doing high fives that it didn't look kind of awkward.
High five. Yeah.
Are you a high fiver, Lindsay, with your friends?
Not with my friends, but my kids all the time. I'm like, high five. You did great. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
I think woman to kid is definitely different. Are you like a kiss on the cheek kind of girl? Like when you see your friends, Lindsay?
No.
It's always on the lips.
Always. Always a Frencher. No, we're huggers, you know.
Yeah, you know, TJ's a hugger too, and he's like an affectionate person, but his wife is not. So it always kind of leads to like when he goes to bed at night and he goes to give her a kiss on the cheek, she hardly moves. How does she do it, TJ, for the people watching on YouTube?
She's sitting on the couch like this with her blanket and then the remote control or either her phone in her hand. And I'll go over to hug her and kiss her on the cheek. And she just goes, throws one cheek in the air and doesn't move past that. So I've got to lean all the way over with my bad you know, back down in my back and try to maintain my balance. Well, she's not meeting me halfway in the least. Just no. Like basic turn of the head. So the cheek goes up a little bit. Okay. Good night. Good night.
My sweet.
At least she gives you a little, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little,
just a little tip. That's about it. And, you know, it should be a high five. Basically, it'd probably be more suitable for her if she just in the air. You know, you don't even have to touch. Just I'm on my side of the room, and she's like, "Hey, air high five." I'm surprised she didn't want a high five when the preacher pronounced us man and wife. Do I have to kiss him? Really? Is it not a done deal if I don't kiss him?
I have to.
Like, she didn't even kiss the veil. It's just like,
the veil. When I was home the other week, my mom walked by my dad and she goes, "Give me a kiss." Like, as she just, they were like, I don't know, passing each other in the kitchen. Does she ever do that to you? Like, or do you ever say, just like, "Come here, give me a kiss"?
No, I have to just take it. Yeah. She walks by, I have to grab her for a second. You remember in that one time I did that and she looked at her watch? I felt her look at her watch over the back of my head.
I love that.
I swear to God.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's people already decorating for Halloween in my neighborhood. And I mean, listen, I'm trying to be better about like letting people enjoy things, because I do agree with that. Like, let people enjoy things, you know, if they find joy in something, like, don't be too hard on them. I just think it's such an, I don't know, people in my neighborhood put body bags like in their, hanging from their porch, like wrapped in trash, but like, it's just, it's grotesque.
It's extreme.
It's grotesque. It's gory. And it's just odd.
And it's also scary for kids. I mean,
right.
Young kids.
That's the point. They want to scare them.
Yeah. But mine are in tears.
You know what? I wouldn't have a problem if people started decorating for Easter way early and started putting out stuff about the Jesus.
Sure.
But they would never consider that. These godless Yankees that live in your neighborhood, Riggins, and we see them all over the place. They've infiltrated the South, and all they care about is Halloween and how extreme they can go for Halloween. Oh,
yeah.
I know what they're about.
Yeah.
Well, I have another Halloween hot take as well. You know, those people on TikTok are rushing to get those Pillsbury sugar cookies that have the, you know, holiday designs in the middle. Mm-hmm. And the new Halloween ones have just hit Target, apparently. And people are rushing over there to get a bunch of those boxes.
And they're not that good.
That's the take. Those cookies are not good. And they're not even okay. They're gross. They taste gross. Like cardboard. They don't have a good texture. I don't get that at all.
Are they the ones that you slice, that come in the roll and you slice them? Is that what they are?
No, they're pre-sliced. They're like on a sheet.
Like little buttons.
Like little buttons, and they've changed a little bit, because back when we were younger, they would expand a little bit, or you could slice them.
Yeah.
Now they just, this is the size, and this is the size when they come out. So they've done something to them.
Yeah, they've changed them somehow, and I just think they are so gross. I don't know why people are going over the top to get their hands on them. My kids won't
even eat them. They think they're so nasty.
They're not good. Well,
here's one of my life mottos. Is if there's some kind of food that has the color orange, it should taste orange.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a good take. Yeah.
If it's orange, it ought to taste like an orange.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of with you on that. Like, I don't want it to taste like nothing and be orange.
Yeah. So if you cut it and it's an orange looking, you know, because it is orange, it's not the same color as a pumpkin, it's a bright orange, then it should taste like orange sugar cookies.
Yes.
Sure. Like, it's got some orange zest in it.
Something. It would. Mm-hmm. So take notes, Pillsbury.
Yeah, I think just figure it out, because the ones you have are not working for me. But I know a lot of people like them. When does Jody? I know she's got very specific rules about how she decorates for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And remind me, what's her famous line about decorating for Halloween? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because she wants her decorations to be cute, not scary.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in the house, she's got like she'll explain it like, you know, I don't like things that are like bloody or gory. Like, you know what I like? I like little witch hat salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites ever.
Love that.
So when will she start decorating for Halloween? Does she wait a couple more weeks?
Yeah, she would never start in September.
Okay. No. Mm-mm. Yeah, good. That's the way it's supposed to be. But you're exactly right. Start decorating early for Easter. Christmas, I'm totally okay with as well. But this focus on Halloween is just getting out of control. Anyway, we've got the week in review covering everything you need to know coming up next.
Yeah! All right, let's go!
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, man. Is this completing a full week of work, a whole 5 days of work?
Five whole days.
I don't like that at all. So we really deserve something to send us into the weekend the right way. Yep. So that's why it's time for the funny song that talks about everything that went on during the week with the show and with pop culture. Riggins Week in Review.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Today is National Encouragement Day. Encourage whoever you see. Lindsay, I encourage you to get a new personality because this one's not working for me. And TJ's over there. He's losing weight rapidly. Not by a diet that's completely insane. He's having well-balanced, wholesome meals and a truckload of good cocaine. And TJ said his old sweatpants don't even fit him anymore. It's really amazing to see. So fat pants that are also joggers, the irony's not lost on me. And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Let's see. Cracker Barrel is not redesigning any more restaurants. The biggest 180, without a doubt. They're not even serving full eggs, whites only, from here on out. it's a joke, by the way. You can still get a full egg. Lindsay forgot her daughter's show and tell. She felt like a bad mom and it left her wrecked. Lindsay, my heart just broke for you because I fear you might be correct. I'm just kidding. You know, Lindsay is truly an awesome mom. Your situation isn't that bleak. And if it makes you feel any better, I also pooped on the floor last week. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. I'm glad Lindsay was laughing at that. I didn't want to send her into another spiral.
I was having a bad day. Don't worry.
Yeah. I'm better.
Yeah.
I'm better today.
Hillary Duff is getting back into music, a singer that TJ's daughter adored. We're so happy to have her back. And in exchange, we'll give you Lord. we don't want Lord anymore. Apple introduced new iPhones. Apple says these are the best ones ever. They're thin and they work all day, just like the kids who put them together. And, you know, people are already decorating for Halloween. Walk around the neighborhood and you'll see. But when Lindsay whips out her pumpkins, it's more like Christmas to me. And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. All right.
So good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So there is a story trending in the news. In case you missed it, we will give you all the details that you need to know coming next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Well, TJ, I don't know if you heard this, but Lindsay may have let a little secret slip past her lips the other day, and I don't know if you caught it, but I'm going to fill you in just a couple of seconds. But make sure you go subscribe to TJ Reagan's Prime Plus. It's where you get the extra funny podcast. And on Fridays, we do the one-star strip club reviews. So that will be happening today, only if you're a member of TJ Reagan's Prime Plus. Get signed up at tjriggins.com. So, Lindsay, I hope I don't want to spoil anything for you, but I may have heard, TJ, what Lindsay's Halloween costume is going to be.
Oh.
She casually mentioned, like, I think this is the idea for Halloween during a conversation we were having off the air. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned is that women are very protective about their Halloween costumes, like revealing it too early, and baby names. Like those seem to be like the main two. And why is that? Why are they so protective of like letting people know about a Halloween costume?
Because it's just like any other event that they're going to. They don't want another woman to be wearing the same thing.
Oh.
And it's also competitive. Am I right, Lynn?
I would say yes. I mean, now for me, it's like a family outfit and it's not a secret, but I'm with you. When I was dressing up back in my day, I didn't want anyone to know. Nobody's going to dress up like what I'm dressing up as. And if you do and we're there by coincidence, fine.
You were the first person that I ever saw wear that gold digger costume, which is very popular now. It has been popular for years and years. You were the first one that I saw with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was your best standout Halloween costume, Lindsay?
I've had some good ones. The year I got engaged, I was a zombie bride and I went all out, like, makeup and hair, like it was scary.
Sure.
I was a sexy Chucky one year back in my like heyday, and I won $500 in a Halloween contest.
Ooh, okay. That's awesome.
Yep. I don't know. I've had some good ones.
You have had some good ones.
Yeah. TJ,
go ahead.
No, you ask.
Well, TJ, the last Halloween costume you were Borat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just last year. I was a little behind. No, it was at the height of Borat. Actually, it was too soon. People weren't really as familiar with Borat yet. So they didn't really get it. But this year, I'm going to get a costume. For the first time in forever, yeah. Awesome. I told you, I'm going as the Slim Reaper. I got to lose another 5 to 10 pounds, and then I'm going to go as the Slim Reaper.
I love it.
That's a great nickname, too.
That is good.
It's an amazing nickname. You're not going to, you don't think you'll be more like ready to tackle Halloween and costume when you're a lot slimmer, you don't think?
No, because even when I get to where I would be considered, not fat, I'm still too old to be putting on a Halloween costume.
I understand that.
I'm still old man.
So Lindsay, is it kind of disappointing to know that you have to always do family Halloween costumes and you can't just branch out on your own?
What's disappointing is that the family costume this year is not happening because my son wants to be something. My daughter wants to be something. So it's no family anymore. So it's going to be sad. Yeah.
So sad. Sad
day. What's really sad is that they both want to be children of other parents.
It's the TJ and Reagan Show.
Find awesome deals on some of our very favorite products at tjriggins.com/deals. We've curated a list of some things that we are absolutely loving right now, and we've got special savings just for you. Save big at tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, listen, this is going to sound worse than it is, but I subscribe to this website that shows the inside of Chinese toilets, public toilets.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not sure if you're being serious or.
Especially women's public toilets. I just love how they are set up. I love the, you know, just being in there, watching how a Chinese public women's toilet operates. Actually, I don't. I just saw this story. It's something that has been introduced into China, the communist China, where they say you go and you sit down on the public toilet, right? Mm-hmm. Right in front of you is a machine. You have to scan a barcode on that machine, and it shows you an ad for a product. And then it releases a little bit of toilet paper for you.
No.
If it's not enough toilet paper for you and you want more, you got to get and watch another ad to get it.
No. I think that's unreal. That's amazing.
Who's got that kind of time?
Well, I mean, it's communism, you know, and I'll guarantee you that money's going to the government.
Sure. Absolutely. And it actually kind of makes sense. I mean, why are we paying for, you know, toilet paper for the world? I don't know, through the government. Yeah, that is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you go to like a rest area or something along the interstate in U.S. America, the state, I think, are those are state funded operations, right? The rest area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so the government's paying for the toilet paper in there. So the Chinese are like, So they have to watch. It's like having the lower grade subscription to Hulu or something.
Yeah,
exactly right.
You got to watch ads to get it.
Yeah, yep. And I also want to know how much toilet paper, how many sheets is it giving you per ad? Because I use a lot of toilet paper.
So do I. I've always used a lot.
The way they described it, hold on, I can look it up here.
If you're just giving me one sheet, it's not going to work.
No, it's a little more than that.
I make a baseball glove.
I do too.
obviously, I can't find it now. But it said a modest amount is what it said.
Yeah, not a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're just a regular trip for a lady, then one watching one ad would probably do it for you.
Yeah.
If, you know, if you're having to be in there for a while because you ate too many corn dogs at the concession stand, then you may need to watch a few ads.
Like 10.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Can you imagine the frustration, though, that you got to be in a public toilet longer than absolutely necessary because you got to sit there and watch ads before you can finish your business where you could just take care of it and leave.
Oh, my but, God.
I mean, they live in a prison state over there.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
Bless them and their toilet paper.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They put out that list of, you know how they always do America's best burger chains and stuff, where they've got the 15 chicken chains ranked from worst to best, according to the freaks on Reddit. Losers on Reddit. No, I'm kidding. All right, so number one, I've never heard of this, and it looks to be because it's in Texas, I think. And it could be in other places. I don't think we have any around here. And I've never seen one called Golden Chick. That's what they rank as number one. Number two, Chick-fil-A. Number three is one that I don't know of. And it looks kind of like an, I don't know, maybe an Asian battered fried chicken that they have, which I'm sure is good. Number four is Jollibee. I don't know what that is. Number five, Raising Cane's. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Raising Cane's. Number six, Popeyes. So you got two Louisiana companies back to back there. You know, from what I understand, a lot of people love that chicken from Popeyes. And they're doing, I don't know whether they actually did this promotion or they were just thinking about doing it. With every combo, three-piece combo from Popeyes, you would get a bulletproof vest. Not sure if they went through that. Slim Chickens is number seven. I don't know what that is. I like the name of that. It's pretty clever.
Yep. They're popping up a lot.
Yeah. Our Bojangles from North Carolina is number eight. And it is so good.
It's so good.
I will be.
This guy's struggling.
I would eat every piece of dark meat they can cook in a day. I just stand there, and every time some dark meat came out of the fryer, they could just flip it to me like a dog, just like throw it over their shoulder, and it'd land on the floor, and I would eat it.
Desperate.
Number nine, Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't consider that a chicken chain.
No, because they don't have fried chicken, like on a bone.
Yeah, it's just their wings. Wingstop is another one. That's number 10. Zaxby's is number 11. Now, I would consider that a chicken chain because they don't have burgers and stuff, do they?
I don't think so, no. Yeah, it is mostly chicken, I think. It's all chicken. Now,
I would not consider number 12 a chicken chain at all. It's Culver's. Because Culver's has burgers and all kinds of stuff.
But they're known more for their burgers, right?
Those butter burgers, they're called. Number 13 is Church's, which I love. I would put Church's way higher than 13.
Totally agree.
Number 14, Pollo Campero. I guess that's some sort of a Mexican chicken place, like on Breaking Bad. And all the way at number 15 is KFC. They were just like, hey, we got to throw them a bone. No pun intended.
KFC's not very good.
Oh, well, that's all we had growing up, though, in my grandparents' town. And my Aunt Tina worked there forever, worked at the KFC. And they used to have these little pudding cup things that were delicious.
Like chocolate? That's
the only thing I ate from the chocolate, vanilla, banana sometimes. Oh, they were good. But that was back when they called it Kentucky Fried Chicken. Not just KFC.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Now Trending happens every hour on the TJ and Riggins Show, getting you caught up on the world's biggest stories in pop culture, world news, and all the hottest news trending on the internet. Don't miss it. It's Now Trending every hour on the TJ and Riggins Show.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The first hour of the show today, I was talking about my wife being up at the same time I'm up now on a couple of days a week because she's got a little part-time job. And I'm sure she's already trying to run the place. So she had the gall to ask me to help her make the bed this morning. So I did. And we were talking about all the pillows on there and I couldn't think about how many exactly. And what did we say? 10. You asked me if there were less than 10 Riggins and I said about 10.
Yeah.
Well, I think there are, I didn't count, but I took a picture. If you watch the video on YouTube or wherever you subscribe to those kinds of things, go to tjriggins.com and subscribe to everything, please. You can see it. And, Lindsay and, Riggins can see, I think it's 9 9 pillows, maybe 10. And she may be mad that I'm putting a picture of our marital bed on social medias for people to see.
Oh, she would not be mad. Mm-hmm.
That may be one. Okay, there it is.
Okay, all right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
If there's one behind the other one.
Okay, there. I think there are, let's see, one of them is blocked. So there are two regular sleeping pillows on my side, one in the middle, two on her side. So that's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, 10. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's nice. There's that famous Cozy Earth bubble cuddle blanket that used to be mine that now goes on the bed every day for decoration.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then you can see her big glasses on the nightstand and the a water bottle that she has to have there every night and her little watch charger. She hangs her Apple Watch over that and then another charging strip for I don't know what all. Maybe that thing she runs, that laser thing she runs over her face. I don't know what that is. She does that in the bed.
Yeah, you got to have lots of chargers.
Uh-huh. I feel like I'm looking at something I shouldn't be seeing right now. I'm looking, like at your marital bed. Like, this is where it goes down.
But does it go down there? Yeah. Because listen. Their schedules are so off. I was just thinking this the other day. I would make Kyle sleep in the guest room every night, I think.
If he came home after you had already gone to bed, like I do? Uh-huh.
Because I wake up like that. I mean, she must be a sound sleeper.
Well, she isn't fully asleep when I get home. She's just in there chilling. And I'm getting into her space then. It's about 5 minutes after I get home, she's out.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes. So, Riggins, how much did he contribute, or how much did he have to do with picking names for you and your brothers? Was he involved in that?
That's a great question. I don't have any idea.
How involved was Kyle, Lindsay, in picking your kids' names?
I picked Delilah's name and he picked Brooks's name.
Okay. So yeah, Delilah and Brooks. Mm-hmm. And y'all weren't scared by picking those names that people would accuse y'all of cultural appropriation?
No.
They don't sound white enough. See, my wife and I had to worry about that because, I mean, I didn't want anybody thinking that Lainey and Aiden, you know, like we were trying to, you know, trying to appropriate somebody's culture.
Right. You never want to do that.
So the reason I ask is there's a couple in China. They've been married 2 years and they've had a kid, a little baby, for about a year. And they haven't been able to agree on a name for the baby. So they're getting divorced.
I get that.
So now, I don't know who then ultimately, I guess whoever's awarded custody, I don't know how it works in communist China, but whoever gets custody would then probably, I guess, be the one that gets to name the kid.
Yeah.
Sure.
I feel this to my core, though, because there were some names that I would have never let Kyle name our son or our daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And would I have divorced him? Probably, you know? No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't have. It would have come to it. He would have backed down.
I don't know, though, if I think any less of a couple that can't agree on a name after a year than I do a couple that says we're not picking out any names. We're going to see what, if the baby looks like a Sam, we're going to call him Sam. If he looks like a, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. How does a little baby look like an anything?
Right.
Now, if you have a little boy and you wait until he starts, you know, he's getting about, I don't know, a year old, year and a half, and he's got red hair and light skin, and you go, oh, well, he looks like a Rusty. Okay. If that's the way you're going to do it, but just looking at a newborn and saying, you know, that they have a personality already, and it's just, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It's a vibe. You get a vibe.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the vibe.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now Trending happens every hour on the TJ and Riggins Show, getting you caught up on the world's biggest stories in pop culture, world news, and all the hottest news trending on the internet. Don't miss it. It's Now Trending every hour on the TJ and Riggins Show.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
A big change coming to Waffle House in Louisiana. I didn't realize that. Does Louisiana have a lot of Waffle Houses?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay. I didn't know that. But apparently, if you liked going to a Waffle House after going to the bar or something late night, that's not going to be an option for you anymore because they're closing down the dining rooms in all Louisiana Waffle Houses overnight. So I think the time is from maybe 11:30 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. They're only going to be open for to-go orders. So yeah. That's kind of sad, right? Don't you make memories late night at the Waffle House?
No, I'm guessing that it is because of crime and violence breaking out and unruly customers and everything. I'm no detective. that's what I would guess.
Yeah, you're probably like, right.
Come in, pick up your stuff and get out. You're in no shape to be hanging out in here and us dealing with you.
Yep.
Waffle House has its limits.
Yeah, that's true. But who wants to go Waffle House? I've never thought, let me get to go.
I know.
I totally agree with you. Eating Waffle House, it kind of requires you to be in there. I don't think breakfast travels well anyway, but especially Waffle House. I feel like you really got to be there to get the full experience. But so this is happening at all Waffle Houses in Louisiana. Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. If you're looking to decorate for fall like Lindsay is, head over to tjriggins.com/deals. Check them out online or visit them in person in Mooresville, North Carolina. Love Lily and Grace. There's a CEO of a Las Vegas casino that says they have gotten rid of all the live dealers in favor of electronic games. And he says it's directly tied to the drop in tourism in Las Vegas and the change in gaming patterns. A lot more people gaming online. So they're getting rid of the dealers. Isn't that terrible?
Mm-hmm. And the tourism being hurt by people who don't know how to act. You know, Vegas has become, you know, a place where you got to worry about safety all the time now. It's people going crazy and fighting and stealing. And I mean, it's terrible. It ruined everything. These criminals. Yes. Vegas is a nice upstanding place, has been for years. And now they're going to ruin it with crime and criminals.
Yeah. It was a fun place though, that you felt a little safer. Now you don't.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That's terrible. Were you a Las Vegas fan, TJ? Did you go there quite a bit as an adult?
Love it.
Same. Yeah.
So it's kind of sad to see, but there is a national holiday happening today, and I don't think Lindsay's going to like it at all. We'll get to it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream live every weekday at tjriggins.com. Our new homepage works just like an app does, and it's the best way to enjoy the TJ Riggins Show. Or you want to listen later? Make sure you grab the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, tjriggins.com, or YouTube. And a sincere thank you for being a member of the radio family. Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, it's a special day for a lot of people in the radio family, but I don't think Lindsay's going to like it one bit. As a matter of fact, I know she's going to hate it because she's talked about it before. But make sure you go subscribe to TJ Riggins Prime Plus. We're going to do one-star strip club reviews today. So get excited for that coming up in just a little bit. Today, Lindsay, today is National Video Game Day. And Lindsay's greatest fear, one of her greatest fears, is that her young son, Brooks, who's three now, will grow up to be a gamer. Am I saying anything out of line there?
And I guess it's, to be honest, I'm afraid Delilah will too. I don't know if girls are into it as much. I don't want anybody in my household to be. Do what?
Not pretty ones. Okay, pretty girls are not into it. So then, she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Okay. Okay. Because you never know. You know, the bangs are throwing me off. I'm just kidding. I don't want to ever see.
All you video game playing ladies, I'm joking. You can be pretty. I just have never seen it.
It's terrible.
I hadn't seen it, but I don't want to see it in my house. So.
I mean, other than your son being a gamer, that's like, to you, that's like being an axe murderer, right? Like, you just, what about it just really disgusts you so much?
You know, I'm not going to mind if he likes them and plays them occasionally. You cannot get sucked into the trap of constantly watching a screen and doing that. You need to be active, and you can't just eat and play video games all day and live in your mom's basement. Well, I might take that, but
yeah, you want that.
Yeah, he's never leaving me, but you know, I don't want him to turn into a blob.
Okay. Yeah.
It happens, right?
Well, sure. Look at me. I am quite literally a blob.
No.
And I do play a lot of video games, but I'm very excited about Grand Theft Auto 6 that comes out next year. It's terrible. But I think it's a good start. The fact that your husband doesn't play video games. Yeah. He's a millennial guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know too many millennial guys that don't play video games.
I don't think he had time. And TJ's mentioned this before. He was an athlete too. And I just don't think they had time.
Yeah. Playing at a higher level. You're probably training when a lot of kids were playing video games.
Yeah.
Understandable. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, today's National Video Game. When was the last time you played a video game, Lindsay?
Duck Hunt, 1989.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I used to love that one.
I did too. I'd go right up to the screen and shoot him.
I wanted to shoot that dog when he was laughing at me.
Yeah. Dog. He was taunting you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Shut up.
Stupid.
Yeah. Happy National Video Game Day.
It's the TJ and Regan Show.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace and Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace and Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.